Disabled and elderly tenants are being priced out of Seattle neighborhoods, and now a group of them are striking back. Residents of the Theodora Apartments in Ravenna have filed suit under federal fair housing laws. More from KPLU's Bellamy Palethorpe.
The Theodora Apartments were built in 1965 with federal subsidies to provide housing for people with disabilities. The property has 112 units located across the street from a public library branch and with easy access to metro bus lines and grocery shopping. A nonprofit called Volunteers of America owns the building and also offers subsidized meal service and housekeeping. But they've entered an agreement to sell the property to Goodman Real Estate, a private developer.
And we're getting the boot. We got a letter last August saying that we had to leave.
Peter Metzger is one of approximately 27 tenants still residing at Theodora. Some have lived in the building for decades. They banded together to try and stop the sale with a lawsuit. They say Volunteers of America did not adequately pursue nonprofit buyers for the property who could have preserved it as low-income housing. Eliana Horn is a community organizer with the Tenants Union. She says this is the third low-rent building in Seattle where she's organized against a takeover by Goodman Real Estate.
Those are just three examples of what's happening across the city, which is that this development push is pushing out low-income tenants, often people of color, folks with disabilities, seniors, veterans. Those folks are being pushed out of the city. And the question that we each ask ourselves is, what kind of city do we want to be? And is this going to be only a city for the wealthy?
The plaintiffs hope their lawsuit will stop the Theodora's sale to Goodman and pave the way for another nonprofit to run it. Goodman and Volunteers of America won't comment on the litigation, but VOA says the property needs significant investment. It says no other nonprofits made offers on the building during an exclusive bid period, and it says it is providing assistance to residents to help them find appropriate new homes. Bellamy Palethorpe, KPLU News.